Welcome back, everyone, to the Championship Bowhunting Podcast. I'm pretty excited today to come on and start giving you insight as to something I've hinted around about hosting a new style tournament next year, and basically come on and tell you what, give you a teaser and give you a little taste about what to expect for that tournament. You know, one of the main reasons I've decided to create this new tournament format is, you know, a lot of situations that I've come across in the 3D world, you know, I've shot a little bit of spots, not a lot, but, and then more recently the train to hunt style events, and they're all great and they all have value and purpose for preparation, you know, to help you become a better archer and bow hunter. And another big reason is it's so hard for me being behind the counter talking to you know, new bow hunters or, you know, experienced bow hunters, and there's situations that people are not aware of. There's situations that people don't prepare for. There's certain things that the media or TV has portrayed that, you know, broadheads, for example, I just screw it on, it's field point accurate. Well, if you don't take three or four steps back and identify certain things that you need to do beforehand with tuning of a bow or tuning your arrows and spin checking your arrows, then no, it doesn't matter what any package says, it's not going to fly like a field point. So situations like that, you know, the whole my whole belief is if you can shoot at something from your knees, you can shoot at it from any position. I truly believe that shooting from a kneeling position is the hardest position to shoot from. So there's a lot of things out there that, you know, with gear, with equipment, with shot scenarios that have sparked, you know, the creative, the few creative cells I have in my brain to create a new format. And also, you know, specifically this last year, sheep hunting, having missed a few shots on some steep angles, you know, it really put things in full perspective as to you can never be fully prepared and on your own. I mean, you need to reach out, whether it's shooting with other people, whether it's pursuing a coach, whether it's competing in different types of format tournaments. You need to do as much as you can to get yourself in a high pressured situation with the elevated heart rate while shooting your bow, you know, to be as successful of a hunter as you can be. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you a little bit about what's going to be for 2016, the Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge. So in this tournament, I've shot a lot of tournaments, and be it 3D, some spots, some train to hunt events, and I think Canton's got a really good thing going with the Bow Hunters 3D course. So part of what you can expect for the Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge is going to be, you know, taking some of those scenarios, adding some different scenarios, and taking it up a little bit of a notch. So, you know, some of your kneeling shots, some of your multiple arrow in a timed fashion shots, shooting from a ground blind, you know, shooting different distances. The one thing I will say is there will be at least three arrows shot at a marked yardage distance with broadheads. So I haven't fully decided yet. I'm leaning towards requiring this to be a fixed blade broadhead, or at least having a 1/32 cutting cut on contact surface, cut on contact diameter for this portion of the event. And it's not because I want to push the cut on contact or fixed blade style of broadhead. It's because if you don't know how to tune your setup to be able to shoot those broadheads, you should learn. So that's where I haven't gotten all the details down yet. I'll tell you, there will be an accuracy portion with your broadheads, like I said, probably three arrows in the 25 target animal round is what we're going to call it for the first portion of the tournament. In addition to, like I said, some of the different shot scenarios where you're shooting from a seated position, kneeling position, we're going to be shooting at different shot scenarios. This tournament will be shot. You can shoot this entire tournament marked with the use of a rangefinder. You know, us as bow hunters, and I do it myself, I judge yardage. I practice judging yardage year-round, more so when I was shooting the ASA circuit, but I still practice judging yardage. Well, when I get into a hunting scenario, I feel there's not very many situations where I don't pick up my rangefinder first. And I think that's from wanting to be able to make a good shot, wanting to eliminate variables. So in this tournament, if you would like to shoot the whole tournament with a rangefinder, you're going to be able to. There will be a few bonus targets where if you choose to judge the target, you're going to be able to get a higher point value if you opt to not use your rangefinder. So there will be some of that element into the tournament, into this animal round. So we're going to take your animal round, and then we're going to have the second portion of the tournament, which is going to be what I call the alpha course, and that's essentially going to be a head-to-head format where you're going to have two archers starting on a starting position. You're going to move to you're going to have five stations each. It's going to be a mirror image of each other on this range. So one target shooter will start on the right side, one on the left side, and they'll move to the station one. You might be belly crawling. You might be going over a log, under a log. You're going to have some element of it's not going to be a serious physical exertion course like a meat pack or something at Train to Hunt. This is going to be more true obstacle kind of, you know, American Ninja Warrior style, where you're having to move efficiently, get to a shooting position, and then you're going to be shooting. There's going to be five stations of which you're going to be able to, you're going to have the option of taking six arrows. So whether you have a six arrow quiver, five arrows in your quiver, one in your pack, or if you want to carry all your arrows in your pack, that's any of those options are okay. You must shoot at least one arrow per target. If you happen to miss a target, you have one bonus arrow. It's basically there for you to shoot if you happen to miss. After you've shot your five stations, you're going to hustle back to the starting point or your starting point for a total time on the course. So here's where things get. It's like, well, that sounds okay. That sounds cool. Well, what makes this more exciting or what makes this more challenging? Well, as far as your actual qualifying score round, which will be day one of the event, your 25 target animal course plus your five arrow round of your alpha course, which it's going to be ran. You're going to be shooting with someone against you on the other side, but at this point you're still not shooting head to head yet. It's just a taste of what's to come for the following day. So here's some of the details with the course. We're going to be shooting at breakable targets, clay pigeon targets essentially is what they are. You're going to either break for a positive, for a kill shot, or you're going to miss. So it's a pass or fail on these specific targets. Again, these targets, you will have the option of having a sixth arrow. In your initial qualifying score, the course will be set up at a maximum yardage of somewhere between 50 and 60 yards on your furthest distance. And that's for all divisions. I'll go through the divisions here shortly. The other thing that is going to make this exciting is once you turn in your score, your time, we're going to go back and identify how many breaks you have. So you will basically add time or subtract time from your total score based on how many targets you broke or you successfully shot at. So at the end of the day, once we have all the times figured out, we'll assess the score to the top shooter and work our way down. So once we have our qualifying score for day one, and that's totaling up your animal round, your 25 target animal round that includes at least three arrows to be shot with broadheads, and then your one round on the alpha course, then we're going to flight everybody. And depending on the divisions, there's going to be a cutoff point. So you can't sandbag in this type of event to and assume you're going to qualify for day two. So once we've determined how many people will qualify, and this is going to be based on entries for each division, we're going to go move into day two, which you're going to be shooting head to head. We're going to have, for example, if there's a eight-person qualifying bracket, number one's going to go against number eight. You're going to be able to shoot two rounds on the alpha course and go head to head for single elimination until we have a winner. Let me explain a little bit of I guess before I get into the divisions, this event to fully help with the awareness factor. Again, to me, this is a lot about awareness. It's going to be easier for me to, when I'm working at No Limits Archery, or when I'm talking to bow hunters out on a course somewhere at a tournament, and they're asking about how to better prepare for bow hunting, it's going to be easier for me to say, hey, prepare for these kind of scenarios, prepare for this kind of event, and you're going to get a big taste of where your strengths and weaknesses are. In doing so, you will have to wear a pack for the entire event. Some of the details to that are, you know, the women's division, you're going to a basic day pack is fine. You're going to have to shoot with this day pack for the entire animal course, and you will be having to wear it on you while you're doing the alpha course. Women will be required to carry 15 pounds in their pack. I will not be providing weight for you. So this is something you will show up to the event with a pack weighing 15 pounds, ladies. I will have multiple weigh stations on the course. So if people think they're going to fill their water bladder and get it over 15 pounds and drink their water bladder throughout the day and to where it's down to nothing, then you're wrong, because you will be weighed at specific points on the course. Men, you will be required, there's going to be multiple divisions. So let me kind of, I guess, I'm going to specify men 25 pounds for right now. So binoculars will be allowed. And as far as equipment goes, if you want to have a movable sight, you can have a movable sight. If you hunt with a 15-inch stabilizer, I'm not going to tell you can't come to my event with a 15-inch stabilizer. This is essentially, I'm going to be bringing in shot scenarios in which it may not benefit you to have a full freestyle target setup on your bow. If you want to shoot that type of course with that bow, you're welcome to. So any equipment is acceptable. So those are your kind of essential components to the event. You need to have three broadheads. You'll need to have a pack. Women 15 pounds, men 25 pounds. You're going to have to, you might be belly crawling some. You're going to be shooting a lot from your knees. You're going to be shooting a lot from a seated position. We're going to get you out of your comfort zone. This is not going to be your standard. Get your feet perfectly flat on the ground and make a perfect shot on a 3D target after you've stared it down for 2 minutes. Not going to happen. So be prepared to come out of your comfort zone in a little bit. As far as the divisions go, here's where things get a little bit interesting. Simplicity, in my opinion, is king, okay? We're going to have just a few divisions. Our youth division is going to be up to 16 years of age. Anybody under 16 years of age will be carrying maximum 15 pounds in their pack. So that's what we're looking for. The women's division and the youth division will only have 15 pounds. I'm not saying I don't encourage you to bring your 8 to 10-year-olds. I'm saying be aware that the distances are going to reflect. Essentially, we're going to be shooting a lot of targets that are out to 60 yards on the animal round and the initial alpha course for all divisions. The next division is traditional. That's going to be men and women combined, any age. Women's open, or just women's division, and then the men's division. So those are your essential basic divisions. We will have an alpha division in this for this event. You know, if you think you're top dog, if you truly believe you're a prepared bow hunter and you you want to step up and put it on the line, this is a division. This entry fee will cost twice as much as your standard division's entry fee. Here's a kicker: we will be guaranteeing a $1,000 payout into the alpha division to be broken down into first, second, and third place. So, you know, if we have five people shoot that division, well, there's still going to be $1,000 in the pot, in the prize pot that I kick in addition to the normal kick out that I'm going to give from those divisions. So if we get 100 people to shoot the alpha division, you're going to have my $1,000 plus an additional $2,500 that gets broken down into the prize pool. So that's where, you know, I'm all about putting my money where my mouth is, and especially an event like this, I truly believe we're going to be able to bring a top-notch event one time a year. Right now, it's going to be at my new facility, my new outdoor range. The reason for that is because I'm going to need a little time for setup. I'm going to need some time to manipulate some of the targets and the shot scenarios. And also for the alpha course, it's going to take a little bit to get that set up. So when you ask, will this tournament be? Well, the answer to that is going to be in 2016, and we will be hosting this tournament the Memorial Day weekend. I know a lot of people are, you know, that's a family weekend. That's a weekend where they, you know, you do maybe people camping or traveling. Well, I appreciate that, and for the reason of not wanting to step on any other event's toes with a new tournament like this, we decided to do it on Memorial Day weekend. And I know that this is a federal holiday, you know, that we're remembering the people who died and served in this country's armed forces, you know. So with that in mind, with this tournament, any active military, any veterans, anybody who's competing in this tournament will have let's just call it a special gift from championship bow hunting, and the Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge is going to be, you know, we'll have a little extra for you if you are. So make sure when you register, you let me know if you are active military or a veteran of any branch of the armed forces, as we want to acknowledge that and show our appreciation. So once again, the Saturday will be the qualifying round. Sunday will be the head-to-head shoot-offs on the Alpha course. On Sunday, if you don't make the qualifying round, we're going to have the animal round open back up so you can come back through, take your family if you want to bring your family through, and just kind of have a fun, non-pressured, you know, no scoring. You can go through the animal round again on Sunday if you'd like to. We will have that course open. In addition to that, Sunday night, after the dust clears and we have a winner, we're going to do the awards in the evening at we'll call it a little get together inside the shop. We're going to have one of the film tours come in and you know, give us some videos to watch and do the whole film tour thing at my shop. We'll have the awards before that, so that way, you know, we can kick back, we can socialize, we can do it hopefully with people in a comfortable setting. That's one of the other things that with me with tournaments, it there's never enough time. You know, you always want to socialize with your friends. You know, some people are really focused on the event, which is great that you're doing, but there's not a lot of time afterwards to get together and, you know, catch up, talk about upcoming hunts, and do that whole thing. So that's my plan. This is going to be a 2-day weekend event. The Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge, in addition to a little bit of a banquet at the end of it, at the end of day two. So look for registration, I will be putting up a video detailing a little bit of some of the shot scenarios, the alpha course, as best as we can. Again, I can't duplicate every shot scenario. I learned that sheep hunting this year, finding places to shoot at 45-degree downhill or uphill slopes is pretty tough to find, and we won't be able to duplicate that here on my range. But within my ability, with what I have at our facility, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you're challenged as a bow hunter. And if nothing else, if I can just get you to say when you walk away, I didn't think about that one scenario. Oh, that's great that I learned that I need to work on that, or, you know, help you to know what to prepare for your upcoming hunt. That's my goal here. That's what I'm hoping to do, is just to bring awareness to the bow hunting community that, again, if these are all things you do, well, then this is going to be easy for you to prepare for and maybe do very well at. If some of these items that we're going to be testing you on are things you're not aware of, well, you know, start planning for that. This is what we're doing, is trying to make everyone out there a better bow hunter, more successful bow hunter. So with that being said, I want to say a few thank yous real quick here. My other podcast I did with Will Bradley, we recently had Matt Davis on with Hoyt. Big thanks to him. Brian Call over at the Gritty Bowman, I was a guest on his podcast here recently. I want to say thanks to Brian. Great guy, great conversation there. Check out his podcast, the Gritty Bowman. Hamsky Archery, always been a supporter of myself and championship bow hunting. So Sean, Andrew, and even Tim, you know, big thanks to you guys for always being supportive of championship bow hunting. Hopefully we can tie some stuff into the Alpha Bow Hunting Challenge, as well as Carlos and Jarrett at Alaska Guide Creations. Big thanks to you guys. You know, one last thing, Mountain Ops products are now available at No Limits Archery. So anyway, a lot of things happening here coming up. We've got some new seminars that we're working on, that I'm working on with bringing a team together to put some top-notch seminars from gear to shooting and tuning and bow hunting prep. So we're going to be offering some of those at No Limits Archery, and I will have those for a small fee available for download on the Championship Bow Hunting website once we get those done. So if there's anything out there you think that is worthy of us to touch on, be it gear reviews, be it some tips, one specific one that I'll throw out there real quick here before I close. Good friend Jared Price, Trained to Hunt competitor, you know, he brought an idea to my attention, of which I'm going to pursue because I think it's a great idea, and I'm just going to call it Shop Talk. You know, there's a lot of situations that come around in my archery pro shop that how we handle certain situations, or how we may encourage bow hunters to handle situations. Sometimes it's just easy. It's cool to listen to different perspectives on that. So there's a couple podcasts coming up that we may do in video form or audio form, both. But it's just gonna essentially be called Championship Bow Hunting Shop Talk, and it's gonna be touching on those situations that you know, it might be a tuning question. It may be a, you know, a new bow question. Hey, I want to find a new bow. What are the things I should be thinking of, or what are the new bows out there I should be looking at? So look for those kind of features coming up. And so that's all I've got for you today. If you're still heading out in the woods chasing any kind of game, good luck, be safe, and we will talk to you all very soon.